Father's Day is just around the corner, and you probably need a gift for your hairy dad. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping using the promo code HAYES. That's H-A-Y-E-S at manscaped.com. Use the promo code HAYES at manscaped.com. As much as we love the Jays up here, and there's some Jays support down there, and there's some Yankee support, that's a Bills town. And Josh
Smashing
Allen
tables.
Runs Buffalo right now. Yeah. He had a Pro Bowl season last year, going into his fourth season this year. They won a playoff game last year, right? I mean, that's what sticks out. The Bills are rocking right now, and he's throwing out the first pitch tonight. Here he is, Pro Bowler, starting quarterback with the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen. What's happening, Josh?
Nothing much. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're doing well, man. We were talking about this opportunity for you tonight because one of our co-hosts here claims
Let me interrupt.
Go ahead.
Josh, can you please explain to these two gentlemen, actually this one gentleman, that going out there on the mound and tossing the first pitch is a pretty standard thing. You just chuck it in there, correct?
I mean, it's the first time I've ever been able to do it. I pitched in high school, so I haven't touched a baseball since, so I think it's going to be a little different, but I'm going to try to put some heat behind it, and hopefully it ends up in the catcher's mitt. That's all I care about.
Yes, right. And that's what I'm saying. And you've got swag, you've got athletic ability. Chances are you're going to pull that off. But you know there's really two options tonight. You either do that, and everyone gives you the standard clap, good stuff, good to see you, or you're on a blooper reel for the next 50 years. Like you realize those are the two options tonight.
The risk-reward, honestly, for this isn't really worth it, but the chance to get in front of Bills Mafia and to have an MLB game going on in Buffalo and, when's the next time the Yankees and Blue Jays are going to be playing in Buffalo? You know, this is kind of weird circumstances, but we welcome it here. You know, hopefully they can kind of maybe do this, moving forward every once in a while. I think the people of Buffalo would really appreciate that.
You mentioned Bills Mafia. Can you give us just a sense about just the craziness for the Buffalo Bills? I mean, it's a pregame like no other, with jumping off cars onto tables. I mean, do you guys ever just get to take a peek and take a look at that, how crazy those fans are for you guys?
Oh yeah. My family, they tell me all about it when they're out there tailgating, and it's something that you kind of have to see to believe. You hear all these stories and there's no way you can believe them until you actually see these videos of people jumping off on the flaming tables, and I don't condone that. But those videos are off, and they show just how much energy and excitement Bills Mafia has for the Buffalo Bills, and it's the best fan base in the world, and to be able to play for this organization, I'm truly blessed.
With Josh Allen, well, you've only been there a few years, and it sure sounds like you've embraced it, man. Like you taking on this opportunity tonight, going down to the park, and being there to throw out the first pitch, Jays, Yankees, like you said. You guys have just been through many camps, the real camps right around the corner. And Buffalo is a pretty small town, and you're a big fish in a small pond. What's your lifestyle like down there being the man? Because you are the second coming of Jim Kelly now. They've been waiting for a guy like you for a long time, and you had an outstanding year last year. Your team did. You guys won playoff games. What's life like as Josh Allen being the quarterback of the Bills in Buffalo?
I mean, this is a very comfortable place for me. It reminds me a lot of my hometown. I'm a small town guy. I don't need the big city, flashing lights, all that jazz. But the people here are so good. They respect, one, the football players here, but they respect each other. They care about each other here, and I feel like I fit in pretty well. So, I'm not the big, like I said, big flashy guy. I just kind of go about my business and, stay at home a lot and watch a lot of TV and movies. And we recently got a puppy, so I've been hanging with her for a lot now, me and my girlfriend. So it's awesome to be here, though. I do appreciate the fans and the hospitality and the generosity, from Bills Mafia. It's been awesome.
Yourself and Stephon Diggs went off last year. I mean, arguably the best 1-2 punch quarterback to wideout in the league. When you acquired him or when the team acquired him, I'm sure you had high expectations. I have to believe you probably exceeded those. But now the expectation will be, okay, you got to build on that somehow. And not only Diggs, but the whole offense, the way you guys performed. How do you build upon that success And in which particular areas do you think yourself, the line, the weapons, the coaching staff feel like you can improve to take that next step?
Well, I really think it starts with me, and whether it be decision-making, protecting the football, ball security, things like that. But ultimately, us gelling together, us meshing together, just because we had the success that we had last year doesn't mean it's going to carry over into this year. So we do have a good starting base, and I do love the guys that we have, and we really care about each other, and we're going to play hard for each other. But we still got to continue to work and continue to grind, and that's what I love about this team, and what this front office has done has been, I've been putting guys in this building that really care about their craft and want to be the best that they can be and help bring, a championship to Buffalo, hopefully in the near future.
You just mentioned championship. You're obviously one of the top young quarterbacks in the game. What was it like to sit there and watch Tom Brady as the last man standing and winning it again last year?
I've had a lot of admiration for Tom as a kid growing up. He's been one of those guys that I idolized. And for him to continue to have success, 20 years in the league, it's been awesome to watch. And, you obviously want to win. You want to be there. You want to be in that position. But you got to tip your cap to the guy. And I know Bills Mafia is not too fond of him for what he's been, but you can't help but respect what he's done. And, it's going to be, like I said, it's a new year, though, and everybody's 0-0 starting this year. So we'll see. We're excited for it. I know that. I know we get to play them, and it's always a good time playing the defending champs to kind of gauge where your team's at. So we're excited, but, ultimately it's game one against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's what we're getting ready for.
With Bills quarterback Josh Allen. So we were reading about you earlier today. Our producer was sending us some notes about how you're a big golf guy. And you'll fit in well with us hacks. I mean, we pretend like we know what we're doing out there on the course. And our understanding is you got your offensive line all new golf clubs. What kind of shafts do you have to put on a club for a guy who's 325, like 6'7"?
Yeah, I put the X100 on the irons, and I just said, get me as stiff as you can go on the driver. So they really appreciate it. But I'm so happy this year because, God, last year was pulling teeth to get guys to go golfing with me. I was constantly by myself, kind of the same crew each and every day. But this year, we've had to kind of keep it under wraps and not be too loud in the locker room and just kind of give a silent nod, like, you're coming with me today. Don't tell anybody else, because now so many people want to get out on the course, and it's a good problem to have. And I love that guys are getting out and enjoying the game of golf, because it's such an amazing game.
Where do you play down in Buffalo?
I play at Cragburn, which is in East Aurora. It's a really good track. It's really tough. The thick is unbelievable. It's got some high fescue and water everywhere. So it's a very challenging course, and it's been helping me become a better golfer, for sure.
Have you played Torrey Pines South? If so, what kind of number did you put up?
Yeah, I played it. This would have been 2 years ago with a former O-lineman here, Connor McDermott, and at that point, my golf game wasn't super fantastic. I probably shot 93, 94 on the day, but I'd like to see what I do, come next time around, because I feel like my game's in a good spot right now, and I'm proud of how much progress I've made. I got a good swing coach, Wade Wilson, out in California, that we've been working on a lot of things, so it's been very helpful.
Who do you emulate yourself in your golf game after? Do you have a comparable?
No, I hit the ball pretty long off the tee. I just have a tough time comparing or keeping it in the middle. So I think off the tee it'd be near Bryson guy, but not quite as far. But I can hit it there.
Yeah, that'll do it,
Phil.
Man.
You're Phil off the tee.
Yeah,
yeah. That doesn't hurt my feelings. I'm a big Phil fan. I'm super happy that he won that last tournament, because he's such an amazing dude. And to do it at his age and still be competing with the young guys, he's one of the greats, for sure.
Yeah, last time we checked, he was like two over. He was chopping it around earlier, but I think he got it back on the rails. So, there was a bit of a fog delay early. It's going to be a grind out at the U.S. Open. I mean, that, Josh. That course is playing tough, man. But we're looking forward to seeing what you got tonight. Enjoy it. It's obviously going to be a great reaction from the crowd, and the season right around the corner, so we look forward to seeing what you have once you get back into camp, and we really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, guys. You guys have a good one.
You got it. There's Josh Allen, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
Well, you forget how big he is. He's 6'5", 240. Like, so for him to be like, yeah, I can hit it pretty far. Like, when he said Bryson, I'm like, that's legitimate length.
I'll bet you can hit it 300 off the tee. Like, if he's got a swing, right? He's got to have some speed behind it, but he's probably got some access to some pretty good courses, too, I would think. I don't know about many in Buffalo. I mean, there obviously would be some really good spots.
Dude, I'm telling you what, you kind of goof on small markets like Buffalo and Jersey and stuff. The guys that I know that played in Buffalo, Marty Baron, Mike Pekka, it goes on and on. They love Buffalo. There's awesome golf courses, and they all hang around there. They all stay there. Awesome golf in Buffalo. Awesome place to live, Hazy B, before you shoot your mouth off.
Believe me, I've heard that. I've heard that. And down there, you're bigger than life. And if you stick around, you're really bigger than life, in a place like Buffalo. Because, a lot of people are like, all right, I'm out of here. See you later. Moving on. If you become a star in Buffalo, you stick around Buffalo, it's – why not?
My understanding is there's a very big alumni that have stayed, kind of like St. Louis. St. Louis has a really big alumni, and that's kind of a hidden sports town and stuff like that. Like, I hear the same thing. Now, the people we talk to, Marty Biron, guys like that, they're biased because they live there. But it sounds like every time I've had a night out or two in Buffalo, I've always enjoyed myself.
Listen, you just have to understand what you're getting. When you go to Buffalo, like if you think you're getting New York or L.A. or Vegas, obviously you're not. It doesn't mean you can't find a good time. I'm looking forward to getting back to Buffalo. I'd love to be able to go to Buffalo today.
I'd love to do a show from Buffalo
right now. Absolutely. Grab some wings, hit a Target.
By the way, Josh Allen plays any golf course he wants to. You know that, right?
Of course he does.
Not only in
Buffalo, throughout the country. Outside of maybe Augusta and like Pine Valley and a couple of other spots, he'd probably get on Pine Valley, I would think.
Yeah.
Maybe
Dude,
Augusta.
Dude, anywhere.
Too.
When I told you before, when I was in Carolina, I would do the fake agent call to golf courses. This is what I'd say. Hi, my name's like Jim Sterling. I'm a player agent. One of my clients, his name's Jeff O'Neill, is in town, was looking to get a tee time. And they'd be like, every time they'd be like, who? And it's just, no. But I was like, I'm not going to call and be myself. I tried to be like the agent trying to set it up, and it never worked. Never once.
That all the time.
Dude,
like
never once did they say, yeah, come on out. We'll get you a tea time. Never.
You call a restaurant. You call a bar. You'd be like, yeah, do you have club courtesy for NHL player client of mine? Client of mine coming down. And whoever, like Jason Strudwick, they'd be like, who? And like Jamie McLennan, no, like feathers. You know what? We're pretty jammed up tonight.
Noodles, like, it's amazing how in Canada that NHLPA card would like get you into bars in Canada. You go down to Florida or something and flash that stupid card, they'd be like, get the hell out of here.
You'd be like, what is this? Get out of here.
What is that? That's a Sobeys card?
It's so funny.
It doesn't even count.
No. Yeah.
And especially if you're trying to, like, if you're really trying to shoot for the stars, like, Vegas exclusive club night of a Tyson fight, and Strutty's trying to get in there through his agent.
They'd be like, get the hell out of here. Like, we've got we got whoever, you name it,
everyone,
like literally
possible.
P. Diddy's coming through, and Strutty and Noodles trying to slide in.